There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Crickets, your Monday, April 17th edition. And I hope everybody had a great weekend, good holiday weekend. Spent some time with friends and family, if that's your thing. If not, just hope you had a great weekend. Hope we won some DFS money. And moving on to the new week, we have Monday in play, 10-game all-day, 9-game main slate. The one game not on the main slate, we have the Boston Marathon today. So the daily 11:05 Eastern, 8:05 Pacific, ball game in Boston, Tampa Bay, Boston, Snell versus Wright. If you're playing the game, stack away, especially on the Red Sox side of things. Snell's been shaky can be until I see otherwise. I'm staying away. But let's get into the 9-game slate. Very interesting slate. Very, very interesting. We've started off with the pitching, and we'll kick it off with the one and only high-priced arm of the night, Danny Salazar, $10,300, going up against the Minnesota Twins. Salazar beat up his first start against Texas, but then looked phenomenal against the White Sox, striking out 11-6. The one thing we know about Danny is he can just strike out pretty much anybody. That's what he's there for, striking out 28.6% of batters he's faced this year. And he goes against a Twins team that likes to strike out a bunch, 22.3% of the season. That bodes well for what we're looking for. Danny Salazar, he is high-priced indeed. And Twins are actually swinging decent bats. You got to worry about the likes of Kepler and Dozier and even Grossman right now. Sano can hit anything, and a fastball is going to go a long way off of Sano's hard-hit contact rate. So Salazar giving up some runs would not surprise me, but he's also going to be in line for a ton of strikeouts. I wouldn't be surprised at minimum 7 or 8, but he could hit double digits in this one. At 10-3, very solid play. Very solid play on a 9-slate like tonight. Next up, we'll look at John Lackey, $10,200 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Lackey is another strikeout arm in play. The Brew Crew strike out 25.9% of the time, while Lackey strikes out 24.7% of batters he faces. Lackey will be pitching at home. Definitely check the weather, as over the weekend we saw all kinds of wind that even Arrieta was giving up the long ball. But low walk percentage, high strikeout rate for Lackey bodes very well for a DFS play. Like I said, he struck out 10 his last start against the Dodgers, 7 against the Cardinals. It's always scary because the Dodgers, he had the bomb in the first, but then he calmed down nicely. St. Louis tacked him for a little bit. Milwaukee's coming in, swinging some hot sticks. Braun's on fire. Eric Thames might be the hottest hitter in all of baseball. You know, you got Johnny VR. There's danger there. Milwaukee makes a very sneaky GPP, like mini stack, if you like. But Lackey at 10-2, a lot of guys will shy away from that price for Lackey because it is steep. It is. John Lackey usually isn't worth that kind of money. But his $9,900 his last start, 10-2 is very, very good. And ownership-wise, outstanding. Moving on to my top option of the night, Mr. Robbie Ray. Going up against the Los Angeles Dodgers, we know the Dodgers just don't hit lefties. Ray, big strikeout rate, 28.1% of strikeouts, 22.7% by the Dodgers. WOBA is one of the worst WOBAs in all of baseball against lefties. The Dodgers only projected to get 3.82 runs per game. They hit 291 against lefties. Everything against lefties is horrific for the Dodgers. I watched Robbie Ray in person his last start in San Francisco, and very, very good strikeout stuff, very good stuff, period. It's just some he tries to locate so much that there are some walks there. Not a ton, but it's there. He's a heavy dog tonight, which kind of sucks, but that's more, I think, because Arizona's offense sucks, and we'll like the pitcher in the Dodgers side as well. Unders in play here for sure, as the over-under on the night is 7, the lowest on the slate. The Tampa Bay-Boston day game is 9.5. Everything is 8.5 or less, so not a lot of projected action tonight. But Robbie Ray at 9,800, absolutely love him. He'll probably be chalky because everybody's, I think, starting to catch on to the Dodgers can't hit lefties thing until they prove us otherwise. But at $9,800, it's just too hard to pass up on Robbie Ray tonight. That K upside against that Dodgers offense. Give me some Robbie Ray. Jarrell Cotton, $8,200 at home against the Texas Rangers. Cotton, outstanding to start the year. Yeah, 5Ks in his first start, giving up 5 runs. He'll shock you there. But then at Kansas City, 7 innings, 2 hits, 6 Ks. Very, very good. Going up against the Texas team, which is a bit scary. They do put up runs. We've noticed that quite a bit. Cotton, where is he at on my list here? There he is. About a 20% K rate. Why the Rangers strike about 20% of the time. But the thing to look at here is Texas has one of the lowest implied team totals of the night at 3.79. They only hit 269 versus right-handed batters, and their team ISO, not the most ideal situation. But the concern here is Oakland has some rain coming in tonight. Hopefully it holds off till after the game. They'd hate to have 2 rainouts in a row. But keep an eye on that situation, whether or not the greatest in Oaktown. Next up, we have Brandon McCarthy at $7,900. He's a sneaky play. This little guy, he's healthy at the moment. He's $7,900 at home against the D-backs. The D-backs offense is just struggling, to say the least. McCarthy's coming off of back-to-back starts with 4 strikeouts, not a ton to work with, but he's getting almost 20 points a start. That was against the Cubs in Chicago, his last start out, 6 shutout innings. Gave up 2 runs against the Padres. He brings some decent strikeout stuff to the table. He's striking out 24.2% while the D-backs strike out 22.7%. These are things we look for in DraftKings, especially for a mid-priced arm. He might give up 2-3 runs, but if he gets you 6-plus Ks, well, that offsets pretty easy at the price tag of $7,900. Definitely in play tonight. The D-backs have the lowest implied team total on the board at 3.18. They are hitting 274 versus righties on the year. And everything lines up on paper to be very solid for McCarthy. As a mid-range option, I'm a big fan of Mr. Brandon McCarthy at $7,900. Just you can't have Ray and McCarthy as the downside. So mix and match those two in your lineups. I think we're in store for something good there. The total on that game, like I said earlier, is 7, the lowest on the board. So, yeah, Brandon McCarthy, $7,900, very solid. Now we go to Ivan Nova, $7,500, on the road against the Cardinals. Cardinals' bats started hitting a little bit towards the end of the weekend. They got shut down by Pinata last night. Nova, we usually don't try to target on the road much, so it's a risky play. But the Cardinals' bats have not impressed me at all this year. That's why I'm looking at Nova. Nova hasn't been that impressive. He was good against Atlanta to open, but Cincinnati got to him. But Cincinnati's been getting to a lot of people to the surprise of many. But when you're looking at Nova, not the hugest strikeout rate, but the Cardinals strike out over 21% of the time. He barely walks anybody, which is the really, really good part of it. So you're not worrying about free passes. The Cardinals will have to work for it, and the Cardinals just haven't been able to work for it. They're worse against righties than lefties. It's a dicey play, to say the least, but I like it as a GPP play at $7,500, Ivan Nova. Now we get into the real dicey stuff. We'll kick it off with the one and only Jesse Chavez, $6,900 at Houston. GPP only, folks. That's all I have to say. This is strictly on the chance that Chavez struck out 3 his last start, 6 previous. But what I'm looking at is the good old Houston Astros. They strike out a bunch. Chavez strikes out 22.3% of batters. The Astros strike out 23.3%. They did heat up a little bit. This is totally a GPP risky punt play, so you can load up on bats. But they're implied to get 4.46 runs. They hit righties a little worse than lefties. They had the day off yesterday. It's a risky play. It's strictly on K upside with Jesse Chavez. Now we go to Charlie Morton, 6,500 at home against the Los Angeles Angels Anaheim. Charlie's looked good his first start, and he looked decent his second. He's only given up 3 runs at the most. 6 Ks in his last start in Seattle. Going up against the Angels don't strike out a ton, but Charlie Morton's been just bringing it. He's striking on guys at 24.2%, but the Angels strike out less than anybody in baseball right now. So play that as you wish. But they have an implied team total around 4. It's like the middle of the pack of the night. And a very low ISO against right-handed pitching. Morton at home looked filthy his first time out. He's on the road his last time. I like Charlie a lot tonight at 6,500. I guess it's extremely cheap for him. So keep Charlie Morton in mind for your low prices. A couple other punts to look at. We have Jordan Montgomery of the Yankees, 6K, making his second start of the year. Can't really go off of too much. He looked really good his first start. 4 2/3, 2 earned, 7 Ks against Tampa, but Tampa Bay strikes out a ton. The White Sox can't hit lefties pretty well. So it's an extreme GPP punt play. I need to see more of the kid to see what he's really about, but he's a prospect. He was heralded. Like, everything points in the right direction. But definite ultimate punt play of the night, Jordan Montgomery at $6,900. Moving on to the bats. And we'll kick it off at the catcher's position. And it starts off with Jonathan Lucroy at $3,900. If you are fading Jarrell Cotton, Lucroy's been playing a hot stick, roping it over the weekend in Seattle, $3,900. Moving on to Brian McCann, $3,500 against Jesse Chavez. If you're fading Chavez, I told you he's GPP only. McCann back in Houston in that ballpark. Good matchup with Chavez. Steven Vogt, $3,400. Love that price tag going with AJ Griffin. Again, weather permitting in Oakland. It's definitely moisture in the air, so the ball might not carry as much, but Vogt at 34 is good. Absolutely love JT Realmuto at $3,400. Off to a great start to the year facing the lefty Miranda. Definite mini stack, if not full stack, and play with Miami tonight. And JT Realmuto batting second is definitely a part of that mix. Mike Zunino at $3,000. The GPP power upside with Zunino going up against Tom Kohler of the Marlins. Kohler, we know, can give up the long ball with the best of them. Zunino, 3K, good punt play there. And last but not least, if you need an ultimate punt play, Jeff Mathis, $2,100 against Brandon McCarthy, strictly just hoping for a couple little stat columns, run, a hit, something like that. So $2,100 punt with Mathis. Moving on to first base, the Rizzo, $5,300 against Chase Anderson. Goldie, $4,700 against McCarthy. I kind of steer away from Goldie. I never doubt anybody for playing Goldie. He can go. He'll probably go yard tonight after that comment. But he's just been a little cold. McCarthy, good look tonight. Freddie Freeman at 46 is phenomenal against Jared Weaver. Everybody will be targeting Weaver, and Freddie has to be a part of that at 46. Carlos Santana, love him today. First base outfield eligible, 44 against Kyle Gibson. Santana has taken Gibson deep 3 times in his career. Cleveland stack, very, very much in play tonight. Matt Carpenter, 4,400 against Ivan Nova. Will Myers, 4,400 against Jaime Garcia. I like me some Padres tonight. Vegas doesn't, but I do. Chris Carter, 4,300 against lefties. This is what Chris Carter was born to do, hit lefties. If you ever play Chris Carter, it's two-faced lefties. Chris Carter, GPP play, $4,300. Moving on to Eric Thames, $3,800. First build outfield eligible. Absolutely on fire. Going up against Lackey, much different competition than his last few days. But if that wind's blowing out and everything, you got to ride that wave. And then Yonder Alonso at $3,000, quietly playing some good baseball. Most aren't noticing him. He's been a good little plug and play if you're trying to punt first base, which usually isn't always the option. But at home against AJ Griffin. Again, make sure he's in the lineup, but he's putting up some points there. $3,000 hidden kind of close to the middle of the order there for the Athletics. $3,000, Yonder Alonso. Moving on to second base, Jose Altuve, $5,100. He is 7-for-20 lifetime with two doubles off of Jesse Chavez. Brian Dozier, $4,900, comes back with the inside the park home run yesterday. It was just outstanding. He's 12-for-26 lifetime with six doubles and two home runs off of Danny Salazar. A couple of Twins have hit Salazar well. We know Salazar does give up the long ball from time to time. If you do plan on putting some bats against him, or if you just want one or two, Dozier's definitely atop that list. Johnny VR, $4,500. A lot of second basemans today, by the way. Johnny VR, $4,500 against Lackey. We love our VR. Cano, $4,500 against Kohler is a phenomenal play against Tommy Kohler. Slowly starting to swing a consistent bat there in Seattle. Rugi Odor, $4,100 against Jarrell Cotton. Very good play there. Jose Ramirez, $4,000 against Kyle Gibson. Very much in play. Jose Ramirez having a great, great start to his 2017 after a breakout 2016. Starting Castro, $3,700 against the lefty Derek Holland. Been playing a lot of Castro lately. He's been cheaper and productive. Brandon Phillips, $3,600, off to a great start to the year. He's up against Jared Weaver, as we know. He's coming off a three-hit game on Sunday with two runs scored and three RBIs. He had 24 points yesterday, 14 points on Saturday. He's slowly, slowly putting it together to beat to the Phillips, $3,600. Young Hervis Solarte, $3,400 against Jaime Garcia. And if you want another punt play, another Oakland A that's playing pretty good ball under the radar, kind of similar to Yonder, we have Jared Lowry, $2,900, going up against Griffin, as we said. Very cheap price tag for a guy that's a 4-game hit streak, gets on base and scoring runs for Oakland at the moment. Make sure he's in the lineup, but sneaky punt play at second base. But there's a lot of good second basemen available, so I don't know if that's where you want to punt. When I looked at the outlook here, the outfield is loaded. There's the high price guys. There's a ton of guys in the 3,000 range that I could have zero problem building my lineup around. So might not need to punt at like second and short like you usually do. Moving on to third base, you got Chris Bryant, $5,000 against Anderson. Kyle Seager, $4,200 against Kohler is great. Obviously, Sano, $4,300 against Salazar's dong potential. But I love Seager at $4,200. Jake Lamb against the lefty is only $3,700. Or against the righty, sorry. $3,700. That's criminal. I say it every time, and DraftKings does not care. Travis Shaw, $3,600. He went ding-dong again over the weekend, going up against John Lackey. Joey Gallo, GPP man, $3,500. It's very streaky, as we know, but hell, he's averaging 8.3 DraftKings points per game. He's getting the job done. It's not impressive. It's usually one or two hits, but it's a lot of extra base hits. His on-base percentage and OPS is, or slugging and OPS are just outstanding. So when he gets it done, it's usually extra base hits, which might result in runs scored and or RBIs. GPP, Joey Gallo, $3,500. Ryan Schimpf, $3,500 against Jaime Garcia. Chase Headley continues to get it done. He's $3,400 tonight. And then Matt Davidson against the lefty Montgomery. Matt Davidson, $3,300. We love him against lefties. Very productive so far to start the year against left-handed bats, our pitchers. Shortstop, Carlos Correa, $4,900. Francisco Lindor at $4,200. That is way too cheap for Lindor against Kyle Gibson. Just love him, love him, love him. I know it's an extremely small sample size, but he's 8-for-10 lifetime against Kyle Gibson. Tim Anderson, $3,900 against the lefty Montgomery. Saladino, shortstop, third base eligible for the White Sox, also $3,700 against Montgomery. Addison Russell, $3,600 against Chase Anderson. A little nice little play here. Taylor Monter, $3,400, filling in for Gene Segura while he's on the DL, going up against Tom Kohler. Love him. He's been hitting towards the top of the order, getting on base, scoring runs, showing some power. He's homered in two of his last four games as well. Taylor Monter, a nice little play at $3,400. Do not forget his name. Dansby Swanson, $3,400. And your punt play at shortstop tonight is the one and only Ronald Torres at $2,700, going against the lefty Derek Holland. Yankees lineups are swinging it, so keep those kind of pump plays in mind. Heading to the outfield, we are loaded. Trout 54, obviously. It's Morton. Ryan Braun is on fire. He's 5K against Lackey. George Springer's 4,700. Nelly Cruz, 4,600. Michael Brantley, 4,500 against Kyle Gibson. Schwarber, 44. Love Giancarlo Stanton at 4,400 against the lefty Miranda. Senshu Chu, 4,100. He went ding-dong yesterday. He's going up against Jarrell Cotton. K-Witha Chris Davis, 4,100, going up against Griffin is a great play as well. Righty-righty, many will forget. Like I always tell you, K-Witha Chris Davis can hit anybody out of the ballpark. Always a good GPP option there. Max Kepler, 4K, very much in play against Danny Salazar if you're playing your Twins. Aaron Judge, 3,900 against the lefty in Derek Holland. Loves some Judge today, as the puns say. Court might be in session. There's so many stupid ones they have already. It's crazy. Cole Calhoun, 3,900 against Morton. Yasiel Puig against the lefties. Off to a good start this year, especially against lefties. $3,900. 5-for-14 lifetime with a dong against Ray. Grossman, 3,800 against Salazar. He's been swinging a hot stick lately. AJ Pollock, 3,800, always in play. Ender Inciarte, love me some Ender today at $3,800, leading off for the Braves against Jared Weaver. Inciarte's been loving the new park. He got two homers over the weekend. Mitch Haniger off to a great start, 3,700 against Kohler. See, here's the 3,000 guys I love. Inciarte, no problem. Puig, Judge, Haniger for 37 is great. You got Avisel Garcia at 36 against the lefty is a great matchup. Nomar Mazara, still stupid priced. Mazara all day long, $3,600 against Jarrell Cotton. Nick Markakis, $3,600 against Weaver. Markakis, 9-for-31 lifetime with a double and two home runs off Markakis. But here's the stupidest price probably of the night. Mashing everything under the sun to start the year, including left-handed pitchers, especially left-handed pitchers, I should say. Going up against the lefty Miranda for Seattle, Marcell Ozuna is $3,500. That's just stupid. Stupid. You have to play Marcell Ozuna. I don't care if he goes 0-for-4. It is a great, quote-unquote, situation, and the price tag is lunacy. Just lunacy. That's my big word for Monday, lunacy. Marcell Ozuna, $3,500. David Peralta, $3,500 against the righty McCarthy. Lonnie Chisenhall, liking him a lot. He's starting off hot off the DL. He's 3,300 against Kyle Gibson. He's 6-for-18 lifetime against Gibson. He didn't start yesterday. We had 3-for-5 on Saturday. Didn't start on Friday, but he got a pinch hit. He went 1-for-5 on the 13th. So he's hitting 3 of his 4 games. I'm not going to count. He was 0-for-1 because of a pinch hit. But he's raking the ball. He's got 2 homers already to start the year. Just hitting everything under the sun, and he likes to face Kyle Gibson. Does not hurt. Manny Margot, $3,300 against Garcia. Hunter Renfro, I like him a lot today at $3,200. I like both those guys for San Diego. Renfro, good home run potential at $3,200. Nice cheap price tag there. Some punt plays under 3K. Guillermo Heredia of the Mariners. If he's leaving off at $2,800, good cheap piece of action for that Seattle stack. Kiki Hernandez, shortstop, outfield eligible at 27 against the lefty Robbie Ray. 5-for-13 with a double, triple, and a home run off of Ray. And if you really want to punt, you got Matt Joyce, $2,600. So there you have it. Tons of options today. 9 games slate, as we said. We will recap things for you real quick. We're targeting on the mound. Salazar, 10-3 at Minnesota. Lackey, 10-2 versus Milwaukee. Love Robbie Ray, 9,800 at L.A. Jarrell Cotton, 82 versus Texas. Nova, 75 at St. Louis. I really like McCarthy as well, 79 versus Atlanta. Charlie Morton, 6,500 versus the Angels. I like him. Montgomery, a punt at 6K versus the White Sox. And if you want to really GPP it up, really dicey, but I like it a little bit. Chavez, 6,900 at Houston. So you're going to have to get one of the high guys, I think. You can make some match. I think I made a lineup actually with like McCarthy and Morton earlier that you can make work, or even Robbie Ray and Morton, and you have bats for days. So there's options there. FanDuel pricing, if you check that out, it's just a joke. I've made the stupid stuff there as well. But I'm not a big FanDuel guy. I'm still trying to decide if I want to keep playing there or not. Love me DraftKings, as you can tell by listening to this podcast. But stacking it up, you could go Chicago against Chase Anderson, where the highest implied – it is the highest of the night because the highest of the day is the Red Sox. Like I said, stack them against Snell. Cubs 4.71 on the night against Anderson. Love the Braves against Weaver. It's going to be a popular stack because, A, they're cheap, and it's Jared Weaver, so everybody stacks him. And he just shut down the Rockies and Coolers. Don't forget that. But 4.56 runs implied for the Braves. Yankees against Derek Holland, I like them a lot. You know, Ellsbury's been swinging a good. Headley, Gardner against the lefty is not the end of the world. But, like, Judge in the outfield, Castro up the middle. Yankees 4.48 runs implied for the evening. Indians against Kyle Gibson is just phenomenal. I mentioned Chisenhall, Lindor, Ramirez, the list, Santana. The list goes on and on. 4.46 runs implied on the night. I like the A's a bit against AJ Griffin. Seattle against Kohler, I absolutely love. 4.15 runs implied on the night. You got Cano, Seager. I mentioned Heredia leading off. Haniger, Cruz. You got options. White Sox have some sneaky guys against the lefty Montgomery. Love the Padres against Jaime Garcia. Vegas doesn't like him as much, only 3.94 runs implied. But like Renfro's a nice cheap 3,200 for power potential. Margot leading off 33. Myers is like 41. He's cheap. You know, you got Solarte and Schimpf up the middle. I know Schimpf, you know, it's not ideal, but it's good. And then I really also like the Marlins against the lefty Miranda. Only 3.85 runs implied, but Ozuna at 35 is criminal. Yeah, Stanton's still, I think, cheap for the potential power he brings to the plate. And Realmuto at 34, you just do a three-man stack right there. You don't have to go crazy. Very nice upside there to attack. But, yeah, love Cleveland tonight. Atlanta's definitely in play. Yankees are in play. I really, really like my Seattle look and Miami looks. I think it's going to be interesting up there. The total on that game is only 8, but like I said, that one's 8. Texas, Oakland's 8. The rest of the slate's 8.5, except St. Louis, Pittsburgh's also 8, and Arizona and the Dodgers are only 7. So that one's low. That's why another reason to like the pitching in that one, so keep that in mind. But without rambling on and on too much longer, that is your 9-game attack. 9 games. You have the one early, stacked against Blake Snell with the Red Sox. It's Patriot Day. Don't use Wright. He might throw well, but it's scary. I'd stack some you know, C. Dick, Kiermaier, Lomo, Brad Miller as well. That's just a stackable game. The overall total on the game is 9.5. The team totals are freaking bananas. There should be some runs. The weather looks beautiful in Boston. So hopefully everybody has a good marathon day there. But let's get tonight. 9-game slate. It's locked and loaded. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at BDIntro with any of your questions. Check us out at thesportsdgens.com. Check out Bench with Bubba, episode 34 at DFS Golf Gods. Tons of PGA DFS tips. A recap of the Masters. Episode 34 with Jessica Kleinschmidt. Awesome fantasy baseball, DFS, minor league baseball chat, just baseball in general. Lots of fun stuff with her. We talked wine, ballpark food, everything. She was a blast. Check her out. And then check out Around the Bases. Episode 7 came out. Recording episode 8 later today on Monday. Lots of good stuff. You can find them all on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Spreaker. Spreaker on SD Radio, SoundCloud on SD Sports. And then they each have their own account on iTunes. So check them out. Give us some ratings. Good 5-star ratings would be appreciated. Most importantly, spread the word. MLB DFS Quick Hits. We're here to help you out. We're here to make some money. And let's do it tonight. Good luck, everybody. I will be back tomorrow to give you some more info.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.